Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. Today's episode is a catch-up of what's going on during the month of July 2017 for Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom. But first, let's do a little housekeeping. And with that, I just always like to remind people that you can call in either to ask a question, to make a comment, or to listen when you're on the go through your cell phone at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free, 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-3-9389. And that should be the end of our housekeeping for right now. And with that, we just kind of want to check in on what's going on. And July, as always, is one of the busiest months for Laura Ingalls Wilder events at the Laura Ingalls Wilder home site. A home site, as I define it, is one of the towns where Laura Ingalls Wilder lived. And these are the events that those sites have going this month. Now, it is, I've for a long time hesitated to go to the home sites during an event just because I was used to the really huge crowds we used to get at the historic village where I worked. But really, those days are kind of gone. There usually aren't that large of crowds at any historic site, and the Laura crowds are definitely manageable. And there's a lot of extra stuff going on. So now I really recommend that while it's nice to go while things are quiet, it's also a really good experience to do a pageant or other event. So the ones this month are Walnut Grove is doing Fragments of a Dream, which is their regular pageant. This is the 40th anniversary of the pageant. And they are going to be doing 3 weekends, July 14th and 15th, July 21st and 22nd, July 28th and 29th. Now, they also, during those days, on the Saturday of the festivities, they have a full day of activities going on in the town park. So make sure you take advantage of everything. Walk around town, hit the town park for the festival, tour the museum, stop at the different shops in town and look around. It's really a very interesting town. Be aware that you're going to have to, if you're planning on going and do not yet have a place to stay, make your reservation before you buy your tickets. There is no hotel in Walnut Grove proper, despite a recent national article to the contrary. So make sure you got a place to stay before you head out. As my mom always said, starting in Iowa, if you're going east and south, you probably will find a hotel room somewhere. Finding north and west, you want to have a reservation. All right, so in the SMET is also a pageant. This is one of the great things that these pageants line up. You want to try, if you're going as far as doing one of them, you really want to do them both, and they are very different experiences. This year's pageant is going to be doing Little Town on the Prairie, and the dates are July 7th, 8th, 9th. The difference is SMET, the Sunday show, that and to account for future planning, too. So July 7th, 8th, 9th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Now also be aware that July 14th to 16th is the second Kismet event. This one is in honor of Laura's 150th anniversary. We've done interview shows with both the director of the museum and with Dean Butler, who's one of two actors from the NBC TV show that are going to appear. I'm going to be there, and I hope that you will be too. Spring Valley, Minnesota also has Eliza Jane School Days, which are kind of a one-room school reenacting event. They are July 24th and 25th, and 27th and 28th. Mansfield's Pageant has had late show up. So we only recently got these. The dates for July are going to be July 14th and 15th, 21st and 22nd, 28th and 29th. Now, Malone or Burke, as local people like to say, but the Almanzo Wilder site, on July 22nd, they're having Laura, happy 150th. They're going to have a birthday cake, children's art on display, award ceremony, and announcement of honorary Laura and Almanzo, their version of the Little Miss Laura contest. There will be kids' art activities, 19th century games, vendors, food, entertainment, and more. I always say that the Malone site is one of the best plans of the home site. They were a little later coming, but they did things exactly right on the planning. So I really strongly recommend, if you ever get a chance to go visit, be aware, though, it is a long drive down a long two-lane road from anywhere. There's also, during July, is going to be Old World Wisconsin in Eagles, Wisconsin, World of Little House. Now, Old World Wisconsin is not a Laura home site, but it is one where it's the big living history museum for Wisconsin, and they have long been doing an event. At its max, they were doing a Laura event for 6 weeks. It has really varied over the years. It went from one day slowly up to 6 weeks, and now it's down to about a week again. So it's going to be from July 22nd to July 30th. Watch their website for more information, and they just have a whole bunch of different Laura events. I went when it was a one-day event. They had 2,000 people on a Thursday, and it really, there was a lot of people. I don't think it's that highly attended as Lede. Now they've spread it out over a whole week, but it's just got a lot of fun activities, and they also have a fairly new permanent exhibit on bicycling, which really had a lot more impact on history than you'd think, and especially because people don't realize it, but on women's rights. So it's really a fascinating topic, and I strongly recommend if you get a chance to head out to Eagle. Now, I only have one program going on this month because I had a cancellation, but it's going to be packing up. This is going to be in Clear Lake, Iowa for the Iowa Storytelling Festival, and I will be there July 22nd at 1 p.m. So if you are anywhere near North Central Iowa, then I hope that you will stop. It would be a good place to stop by on your way to or from pageant stop. And that is really about it for events. There is, of course, the Laura Palooza Conference that's going to be going on, and we wish them all the best, and look for future episodes this month of Trundle Bed Tales. Remember to brighten the corner where you are. ¶¶